Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and joining me as always, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, mate?
I'm tired again. The goddamn baby. What can I say?
Keeping up late at night?
Yeah, it was a really late night. Also, I dropped Matt Lobey yesterday, so I was pretty stressed about that. You would have thought I'd get a good night's sleep, and now today he's been dropped.
So, yeah, sleepless nights at the Fizz House.
Yeah, it's pretty rough at the moment.
Well, the teams have dropped, and we've got a big show for you tonight. But jumping into a bit of news, don't know if you read this today, but North Melbourne are rivaling Richmond now and gathering a war chest. They've got capacity in their salary cap now to go after a key player in this year's free agency period.
Yeah, I always love the term war chest being bandied about.
No, that was my term, but Richmond.
Oh, okay. War chest. Well, you know, North Melbourne's such a destination club. I'm sure they'll land whoever they want.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, good luck to them. I mean, they're on top of the ladder. If they got money to spend, then geez, whoever's building their list is doing a pretty good job.
Absolutely. And as you may have heard or may not have heard, Christian Petracca set to our debut weekend. Big raps on Christian. Hopefully he doesn't play any basketball games between now and Saturday afternoon and get out on the field. So I'm pretty keen to look at
it. You know, it was interesting because Roosie seemed keen to hold him out for a long time. And it wasn't because he was injured or being a dick or anything. It was he wasn't taking Roosie's hair advice. And I've seen a picture of him today. We're going to retweet this picture because it's too good.
Is that the handshake one that's being retweeted around the world?
Yeah, we're gonna retweet that, but with some captions. And Petrak has finally gotten on board with Roosie's hair advice. Nice. And that's why he's been brought in.
I hear it's just a simple mousse. That's it. Just a handful of mousse and bang, away you go.
I don't know. I think he's got to use some weird berry juices or some. I don't know. Whatever he's got going on, it's...
Some fructus or something?
No. I mean, I think he actually has someone go out into berries. Like the bush and collect berries and get like a mortar and pestle and grind it up. And, you know, there's probably some animal testicle in there or something.
Got to be something in there.
There's got to be like an endangered species in that mix.
And that's where the dodo went, people. And in other news, I don't know if you heard about this, Ryan Griffin could be a bit iffy this weekend. No, he didn't lose his spine. He copped a bit of a corky during the week, so he could be a late out on Saturday afternoon there against the Hawks, but Phil Davis said he should be fine, but wait and see on that one. And with Essendon signing up everyone under the sun this week, the coach, John Worsfold, is holding out. He reckons Hurley is not going to be in any rush to commit to the club. So generally when players do hold out and not say anything, even though he's suspended and won't say anything, means they're not going to sign up. So,
What is that, your detective work?
No, that's just an article I read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my research. That's what that is, not my detective work.
Wait, what?
Anyway, he gets Michael Hurley.
Hey?
Research, you know?
No.
No,
I don't. I know the place research.
Oh, okay, yeah. Actually did some reading and research today, but you know what it's like when players hold out, they don't commit, that means they're going somewhere.
Travis Cloak did that. That was the biggest saga of all time, and he re-signed.
Yeah, Hurley is a different kettle of fish, I think. I don't think he's too happy there.
Yeah, well, Travis Cloak wasn't held out for a year because of the supplements program, so...
Maybe he needs some supplements. Well, if you would like to follow us on social media and see some quality comedy like this, you can follow us on Twitter at The Draft Doctors or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Hit the like button there. And if you've got any questions or anything that you need help with your teams, please do hit us up. We're happy to help and read those questions on air.
Yep.
And also head over to iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a review and a like. It takes 5 seconds, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, those are really big. The iTunes reviews. Yeah, if you're enjoying the show, please just it takes such a little effort, and really helps us.
Yeah, absolutely. But moving on to the ins and outs for the weekend. Big game Friday night, first versus second. You wouldn't think it'd be these two teams, but North Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs taking on each other under the dome. With Matthew Suckling out with a leg injury, which was his knee and ankle, out for 4 to 5 weeks. So big outs there for Suckling owners.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped, man. We get another awesome Friday night game by, you know, on paper.
Yeah.
You know, we had a string of some unappealing matchups earlier in the year. And this one just, wow, what a cracker.
Oh, no. As a Bulldogs fan, but, looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's just a shame the Bulldogs aren't at full strength. I think even North Melbourne people would say that.
Yeah, I was speaking to one of them last night at the hour, and he goes, oh, it's going to be a crack of a match, but would love to see Suckling, Murphy and Johannesson in that side.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's still going to be game nonetheless. And moving on to the early Saturday game, well, man, that's gonna be really hard. It's 1:40 and 1:45, the two games there. We've got the Crows and Frio with David Mundy coming back after 3 weeks with that calf strain, but two massive outs in Nat Fyfe and Michael Johnson. We know Nat Fyfe refractured that leg above where he had that plate put in, so and pretty much that's season over from reports out today. And Michael Johnson was a medial, tore his medial in his knee as well as a bit of a hammy as well, the hammy tendon. So still, he had surgery today, but still waiting to see how long he is. But if it's medial, you're thinking 8 weeks minimum.
Yeah, it's really goes from bad to worse for the Dockers. Good thing now is they get to play the kids.
Yeah,
there's no expectation anymore.
Never done before.
Yeah. The only thing that worries me is they, like, because, you know, I got Sanderlands and he sort of suggested as being 4 to 5. They're not going to be pushing him back. You know, he's going to be taking his time.
Yeah, no. What's the point?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he'll come back, but, you know, I'd sure like it to be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he's a dominant ruckman.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to need their guys to get first use. Interesting, what would you do if you're a Fyfe owner?
Right now? I'd still wait a week or two if you can carry him, but what can you do, really? It's either pull him or you're not going to get anything for him.
No, I'm of sort of the opinion like you hold him for 2 weeks and
yeah,
see how he comes up after this surgery. If you can spare the bench spots, obviously, if you know, there's a lot of changes this week, maybe you're in trouble. But if I could spare the bench spot, I'd probably hold him for a couple of weeks at least.
Yeah, because we do know these players do make, you know, the second coming and make these miraculous recoveries. So just hold firm, wait and see. And yeah, worst if they do say, yep, season, pull him.
Yeah, I mean, look at Suckling, right? Some of the initial reports were that he was going to be out for the season. If you just got angry and pulled him, and then it came out, hey, it might be 8-10, you know, that changes your entire perspective on that player.
Yeah, and the same with Isaac Smith with his broken wrist. It was 6 or 7 weeks. He was back in 2. So just hold on to him, people.
Mm.
And moving on to the other early Saturday game at 1:45, we got Melbourne v St Kilda with Paul Roo's new whipping boy, Angus Brayshaw getting dropped, and golden boy Christian Petracca in.
I feel kind of sorry for Brayshaw because he's been injured. They sort of thrown him in, dragged him out, thrown him. Like, he wasn't really ready to go. I don't think he was ready to go the first time.
No.
And he's sort of not getting a consistent run at either level.
He played majority forward against the Tigers on Sunday night, kicked a couple of nice goals, did some nice things, so give him a run, build some confidence in him, or don't in out, or just leave him in the twos and let him get some consistency going.
Yeah, I think they probably could have left him in the twos and let him build up his fitness there. But you know, whatever, Melbourne's doing some right things at the moment. So
absolutely, And for the Saints, you've got Membry, Akers, and Gresham back in with Loney McCartan, which is a shame because I like watching him, and Tom Lee out.
Yeah, the McCartan being managed, that's...
Oh, is it managed, is it?
Yeah, I can't believe it. Like, this is the game you pull it for. It's in Melbourne. It's against Melbourne. If I was St Kilda, man, this should feel like a winnable game to me.
Yeah, for sure. Like, St Kilda weren't horrible against GWS last week, and I suppose Melbourne are playing some pretty good footy, but play tall, stretch the D's defence.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems strange time to do it, because I thought McCartan had been showing some good signs.
Yeah, no, like, no kid, he's going all right.
Anyway.
And to the, called the Twilight game on the Saturday afternoon. Oh, I can't wait to watch this game. GWS v Hawthorn. We know GWS beat them last year and pushed, got within a point the year before, something like that. So I will be tipping GWS this week. And the big A is Devon Smith yet again.
Yeah, we recommended trading Devon Smith. It seems like he's not going to get a, you know, he's got Palmer and Stevie J in the team. It's sucking a bit of value out, plus the knee niggles. I certainly would have been trading him out a couple of weeks ago when we mentioned it. But Reece Palmer's been playing pretty well when he's in the side.
Yeah, he's that great goal sneak and can't hit the side of a barn door, but pretty good goals.
Well, if he can't kick, then how does he get it through the goals?
Closes his eyes, mate. Closes his eyes.
He's like, what, a reverse Danaher.
Yeah, pretty much. And for the Hawks, two guys that I like, like to watch who are out is Langford and Hartung, bringing in Daniel Howe and Kieran Lovell. Probably looking for a bit of speed, I would say, through that Hawks midfield to match the Giants, just by the look of it.
Yeah, I'm surprised Billy Hartung was omitted, but...
He's an elite runner that could probably run with Scully, you would think.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be really interested to watch this match. So, I look forward to it.
And moving on to the first Saturday night game at the MCG. He was close last week, but he looks like he's a certainty this week. And that's Sean Hampson. No, just kidding. That's Brett Deledio, people. Finally gets his game.
Yeah.
Dirty man Alex France out, and Townsend obviously out that week, so Miles must have done something pretty good.
Man, Miles played pretty well. If you're a Miles owner and you're stuck fat, you'd be a bit more encouraged this week.
Absolutely. And
you might even put him on the field.
Yeah, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But a pretty important game against the Power, a depleted Power with these outs.
Mate, this is a game Richmond have to win. On paper, they should crush the Power.
Like, I was going to tip Port Adelaide, but seeing these out now, Matthew Lobe, Robbie Gray, Chad Wingard, and Jackson Trengove, big outs there. Like, and there's also, I suppose, a question on Jack Riewoldt with that ankle. Just watch that space. If I were a Jack Riewoldt owner, it looked a pretty bad injury or pretty bad roll of the ankle on Sunday night there. But
he did come back on.
Yeah, he probably got jabbed up.
Well, I'm sure he got jabbed up.
Yeah, I'm sure he did, but yeah, they're still talking.
But if it was bad, they wouldn't have brought him back out.
Well, look at Nick Riewoldt.
Yeah, but Nick Riewoldt's insane.
Stuffed his knee up the other week and he brought him back on.
Yeah, but Nick Riewoldt is like a freak.
Superman.
Yeah.
And you got Nathan Cracker. Ooh, Nathan Cracker back in his first game after partying up over in Perth.
You can't say it like that. You got to say Cracker.
Cracker. Sounds racist then. Jared Pollock gets another chance. Archie Impey and Dougal Howard. Dougal, what a name.
It's awesome. We need more Dougals.
Well, they actually spoke about this on SEN. It's like the first Dougal first name to play since like 1901.
Awesome.
And for the other Saturday night games, we've got the Cats v. the Suns. Dion... Yeah, returns from illness from last week. And you've got Riscatelli, big out there, with a sublux shoulder. I don't know what the hell that means, but...
I think it's initial... a separation.
So it's worse than a dislocation?
No, well, I don't think it's fully dislocated, but it's been moved somewhat. I don't know, man. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, but it was pretty bad. As I was reading the article last night, it was worst-case scenario season, but... Now they're saying only it could be a couple of weeks, but still waiting to hear on that one. And Adam Saad, also a big out.
That kills me, because I'm a Riscatelli owner, and the dude's been playing well, and the problem is it feels like he's too good to, like, he's the guy you need to pull if you're short, but you don't want to pull him because he's been killing it.
It's too valuable, that's right.
It's a really hard spot.
So it's, again, like Nat Fyfe, I'd put him at least for the week, wait for the injury reports to come out next week, and then make your decision, I would say.
Well, I think I'm going to have to drop him to try to get the win.
You're struggling that much in you this week?
Well, I got Wingard on the bench already. I got Sandilands on the bench already. I got O'Meara on the bench. And I'll have Wingard, O'Meara. Oh, I don't know. But anyway, what I'm saying is I need to actually get a player on the field.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those spots where he's going to be the guy who has to go, unless I can somehow swing a 2-for-1 trade. Oh, I got Johannesson. Johannesson, O'Meara, Sandilands. I mean, this is a thing. Ouch. Realistically, O'Meara is probably... I'd probably be better off keeping Riscatelli than O'Meara.
Yeah, but, for sure.
But who cares? Like, put it this way. If you put up in trade Riscatelli and Bontempelli, who's going to get the better offer?
Bont.
Probably Bont, but he's scoring... Yeah. Freaking 15 points a game worse.
Horrible. Yeah, absolutely. And for the Cats, you got Ruggles, who I liked, and Gregson out with Henderson, and Bewes in after being managed for Henderson.
Robbie Gray likely to miss 2 to 3 weeks as well.
Awesome. Awesome news. My team just kept getting worse and worse.
Woohoo!
I'm going to call this Sloppy Sunday, because these games are going to... could go be a bit of a stink.
Well, I think the Carlton-Essendon game should be close.
You reckon?
Yeah.
What Essendon? I don't know. I really don't know about that one.
We'll get to it.
It could be... I can just see it being a so bad it's good kind of game. But starting off with the early game, we got the Lions v. the Swans. Not so much fantasy relevant unless you... banking on me bagging 140 each week. Teddy Richards out with that fractured face. And Alia, a new player in. And Jack Hiscox. So interesting to watch these two guys. With Nankervis and Zach Jones also named on extended. And for the Lions, you got the Cutler out. Tom Cutler, Josh Green out. With Sam Mays back in. Nick Robertson, McStay Evans, and Ben Keyes, who is making his debut.
Yeah, a lot of big raps on Ben Keyes. He's been smashing it in the seconds, so I'm sure all the salary cap players will be all over that.
Yeah, absolutely. And moving on to the 240 game. Okay, that's interesting. 240 game over in Perth. You got the Eagles v. the Pies.
This will be the late game.
So it's 240 here.
Yeah, but that's Western Standard Time.
Okay, so the late game over for us Victorians. Lysette back in, who was going pretty well before being suspended, with McGuinness out, and you got McGinnity, Hutchings, Cole on the extended. And for Collingwood, out Travis Varko with that hamstring injury. And you got Sinclair, Broomhead, Langdon back in, and Goodyear on the extended. And in the middle game, you've got Carlton v. Essendon, where I expect... to win this one.
Who?
Essendon. Oh. Essendon. Just the travel factor with Carlton coming back from Perth.
Bit of a letdown factor, I reckon, maybe, for Carlton.
That too. Yeah. You've got Dennis Armfield coming back in for his first game. Jamison back in. Nick Graham, for those who rolled the dice with him, he's back in again on the inter. And Buckley and Charlie Kerno. That's Charlie, not his brother Ed.
Ed's been killing it.
Yeah. Glad I got him in my team.
Mm.
And ins for the Bombers, Ryan Crowley is being spudding it up, and Polkinghorne and Simkin.
Boom.
I like how they say new for Essendon, James Polkinghorne.
Well, he is new for him.
He is new for him. I still find it funny. But moving on. No, not ha-ha funny, but I just find it funny. Yeah. Weird funny. But moving on now to our Captain's Lounge, where we... pick our captains of our home and away team. I'm going to start it off this week.
Oh, and always, Jono is doing the home teams. I'm doing the away teams. And we're trying to avoid the super obvious dudes. Like, I didn't put Pendlebury in and blah, blah, blah.
Man, there was a plethora of captain's choices for the home game, but I narrowed it down to, five or six. So I've done all right. But I'm going to start off with Rory Sloane against Freo. In his last five, he's averaged 127.
Jesus!
That's in last five. Overall, 112.
That's Supercoach, I'm guessing.
That's Supercoach scores, but Dream Team, it's only 95 in his last five and 93 overall. So still pretty heavy for Supercoach. And he's come into a bit of form.
Yeah, I'm going to lead it off with Dan Henery. Playing against Brisbane.
Playing the Lions.
Playing against Brisbane. Holy Jesus, this has got all sorts of... He could go 160 here. Wow. Has a good record against the Lions. I see this game being won heavily by Sydney. Interestingly enough, Parker doesn't score super great against Brisbane. Kennedy does, but he's been a bit out of touch. So I like Hanbury as my number one captain option for the away teams.
What about Tommy Mitchell? Any word on that? Or
Tom Mitchell's sort of... I feel like Hanbury's the more bank guy.
Yep.
There's sort of... Mitchell, I don't know, Mitchell's great. Like, that's fine. Probably doesn't have the history that Hanbury does, so that's why I've gone Dan Han. I mean, you could go Mitchell. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah. This next guy has been in superb form all season. Callum Ward against the Hawks. Only averages, in his last five, he's averaged 109 in Supercoach and 98 Dream Team. So some pretty good figures there, considering he only averages 89 and 84 in Supercoach and Dream Team in his career against them.
Yeah, he's having a great year. My next option is Sam Mitchell playing GWS. All three times he's played GWS, he's turned up in both in Dream Team and Supercoach.
Yep.
And also think, it's a bit of a revenge factor. Like you mentioned, GWS beat the Hawks last time they played, so he was a little bit quiet last week compared to what he's been doing the weeks before, so I think Sam Mitchell's primed to destroy skulls.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And talking about destroying skulls, this guy loves to play against the Gold Coast Suns. That's Joel Selwood. Supercoach, average 118 in his last five. Overall against them, averages 121.
Wow.
In Dream Team, averages 113 in the last five, 111 overall. Lock it in.
Those are some huge numbers, man.
Huge numbers. I was just looking at it, like 120, 140. It was like a 93. The rest are just out of the world, out of this world. So good numbers there. Bonus.
All right, so my next pick is your Anzac Day medalist from last week. That is Steel Sidebottom. Actually expect Collingwood to lose this game, but the last four times Sidey's played West Coast, all tons in both forms. That's just bank. Playing over on that big ground, I was really high on Steel Sidebottom this year because of the rule change. He just runs all day and he kicks goals. I think over on that big field over there, he's just going to have a field day running around. I think it's just banking some tons right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, Sidey Bum runs all day, loves the big ground, so yeah, good choice there. I like it. And for my next captain, only just come back last week, but still got a pretty good average against the Sydney Swans, and that's Tom Rockcliffe. Averages 105 Supercoach in his last five, 101 overall, but Dreams where it's at, people. Averaging 113 his last five and 111 overall. Just loves playing the Swans. So didn't score too bad last week against the Bulldogs and better for the run, so could knock out a big one.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Always good with Rocky. My next guy is maybe a little bit of a risk because he got a knock last week, but that's Nick Riewoldt playing Melbourne. The last four times he's played the D's, he's got Dream Team tons. The last three times, in Supercoach, the last three times he scored over 130.
Wow.
So, I mean, those are some huge numbers.
Well, if he scored, what did he score, about 115 or something last week against a pretty good GWS defense?
No, he got 120, 125.
125, yeah, I thought I only had a five in it, but what's he going to do to Melbourne's defense?
Well, he's just everywhere. He's up and down the ground. The guy's just... To see a big guy with that endurance is unbelievable. I mean, he just wills himself up and down the ground like nothing I've ever seen. The scores against Melbourne are just... St Kilda have got a pretty good record against Melbourne. I think Nick Riewoldt is... I mean, I know it's risky. You don't feel good captaining a forward. But, man, the numbers just say... Oof. I mean, if you're the unlucky owner who's got Fife and Robbie Gray, which could happen... I mean, Nick Riewoldt could be a great option for you.
Yeah, I like it. Like it a lot. This guy last week, for me, had a pretty poor game against the Sydney Swans, but he likes to play Collingwood, let's put it this way. And his last five in Supercoach, he averages 130, at 111 overall. And in Dream Team, he's not the best Dream Team player, but he averages 107 overall and 111. In his last five, and that's Matt Prittis.
Yeah.
So, big numbers, will destroy Collingwood. I love it.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But I would have thought he would have crushed last week. I mean, he had that massive first quarter. It's in the wet, and then he just really scored for the rest. Like, he's got, like, 80s or something.
84, 85, something like that, yeah.
But he was on, like, 50 at quarter time.
It was ridiculous.
So, that was crazy. Yeah, my fifth pick is always my risky pick, but actually I will also mention JPK, career average against the Lions, 119 Supercoach.
Wow.
But my captain risky pick is Travis Boak against Richmond.
That's very risky.
Really risky. He's having a shocking year. His team's been terrible. They've got, I mean, honestly, I did my research before they said they dropped Lobey and everyone else.
Is he the only midfielder in this league? Pardon? They got Wines,
they got Boak, they might roll... can they get Kane Corns on the bat phone?
Oh, they'd have to, wouldn't they?
They might roll Sam Gray through there, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Boak, look, if you're a real underdog in your match and you don't have a great captain option, Boak's gone over 150 a couple of times against the Tigers. Has a pretty damn good record against them. The Tigers aren't exactly flying, let's be honest.
No, they're not.
So that could be just an interesting, risky, really risky pick, but there you go.
This might be my last one. I've got a six captain here. Semi-risky, but the numbers just stacked up. Again, going with Mark Murphy against the Bombers. Averages 118 Supercoach in his last five. 107 overall against him, and 109 Dream Team and in his last five, and 99 overall. And that includes a 189 in Supercoach and a 163 in Dream Team only a couple of days. So loves to play the Bombers and could do it again.
Yeah, it was interesting. We mentioned Murphy as a trade target a couple of weeks ago, and he's really knocked out he knocked out a good score on the weekend and could do it again this week. So, yeah, interesting pick.
Yeah, and one guy looking at, I'm thinking, well, Collingwood's defense pretty putrid. West Coast over there, thought I'll have a look at JJK's numbers, how he goes against Collingwood. Not good, my friend, not good. Only averages 49 in Supercoach against the Pies and 52 Dream Team.
It's unbelievable.
I know. And how's this for a stat? His first game against the Pies in Supercoach, I know he's playing for Carlton at the time, his score was -3.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. But he scored 17 in Dream Team that game, so, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, do not pick JJK. That's just a hot tip there.
Now he's going to hit 200.
Yeah, more than likely. Put the kibosh on him.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'll tell you who we should be looking at picking up to play against the Pies when we talk about our late week additions. Interesting thing against Collingwood. So,
nice little segue. Speaking of late week pickups, who have you got, Steve? Jamie Cripps. Interesting.
Jamie Cripps. All right. How's this? Small forwards against Collingwood, right? First week, it was Jake Lloyd, Heaney and Hewitt all mashed big scores, like ton scores.
Yep.
Then we had Kane Lambert, destroyed him for a ton. Billings went for a ton. Then Dean, Kent and Tyson. Like, Tyson kicked goals against Collingwood when they played Melbourne. And last week, Fantasia, 25 and 2 goals. Man, small forwards are crushing Collingwood. Like, Collingwood's all, like, Williams is injured. Tuvi's just finished.
Yeah.
Varco's out. I know they're bringing Ben Sinclair in. He's probably one of their better small defenders. But holy Jesus. And last time West Coast played Collingwood, Jamie Cripps, 110 and 116.
Nice.
So I'm sure he's probably on people's waiver wires. This is a guy who should just crush.
Interesting. Yeah, I suppose the same with might have been the Josh Hill type as well.
Yeah, I've got Josh Hill down as well. You could probably pick either, but man, I really like Jamie Cripps.
I do like Jamie Cripps. I think he's the actual better player of the two.
Yeah, certainly. So, but yeah, it's just a really interesting stat nugget that those small half forwards are really doing a number on Collingwood.
Yeah, that's an interesting stat, to tell you the truth. For me, my first pickup, I think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game. It's going to be Torrey Dixon. It was a solid start for his first week back last week, only 55% of teams, so could be a great little flyer against the Roos this week.
Wait, who was that? Torrey Dixon. So I was starting the forward line. Yeah, I also had Tomahawk against Gold Coast, man.
Destruction.
Ben Brown just went and kicked four on them. We know all their tall defenders are out. They're down at Skilled Stadium. Tomahawk's got a chance to... Tomahawk could, you know, drop a 130 if you're looking for a late-week ad.
And one of his teammates I've got here is Dan Menzel. Could also do the damage as well.
Really like Dan Menzel. That's a good pick.
Yeah. I know he's in our listener league, but not in our league of records, but... solid pick. He's put some nice scores in the mid-80s, low-80s, so could turn up, I reckon, this week.
Well, how was that game 2 weeks ago where he kicked five behinds?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he straightens up, then geez.
Well, wasn't it in his first game back last year? He bagged four goals in, like, the first quarter or something.
Yeah, against Collingwood.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Also got, keeping in the running players against Collingwood, Lewis Jetta as a midfielder.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
You know, he's
played
not
actually
in
a pretty well.
I think this is a game where West Coast should be in control, so the ball should get to the runners on the outside. I think he's a big chance to sort of score your 90, maybe in Supercoach ton up.
Yeah, for sure. Another player I've got in a depleted Port Adelaide side is Burn Jones. Did pretty well last week. Depleted back line there. And midfield, so could get a run through the guts.
Yeah, I got him down. He's a defender.
Defender, yep.
Yeah, I like it. We're seeing those. I've got him down as well. So we got those running defenders. There's really only him and Pittard at Port Adelaide. Yeah. Although Cracker's in now, I suppose. So
yeah.
So maybe that takes something away. But I'm still on board with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I had, as a defender, I had Sean Attlee against the Dogs.
Running man.
Yeah, I sort of get the sense that this is going to be an outside game. That's where Sean Attlee excels. I wouldn't feel great if I had to play him, but there's just no defenders.
No, that's right. It is pretty thin these days, and all touch wood, please, no more defenders going down. We just don't want them to go down.
Yeah.
My next bloke probably. Not going to get too much of the ball this week, but big old Harry Taylor been doing pretty well the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's had some really nice scores. Maybe back to the Harry of old.
Yeah, well, you got Lockie Henderson, but shouldn't take too many possessions and marks off him. But been doing pretty well.
Yeah, that should help him, really, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to want the ball in Lockie Henderson's hands.
Nah.
My last guy is midfielder. Oh, sorry, I got one more after him. Actually, I got Dave McKay. Whatever you say. Yeah, he played pretty well last week in that Adelaide midfield. They're not making any changes. You know, they're playing Fremantle who have no one. So, yeah, why not?
Yeah, and I've got his teammate, Rory Atkins, been putting a couple of nice games together the last few weeks. So, only in 30% of teams in footy. So, if that's the case, and he's certainly in your shallower format leagues.
Yeah, and my last guy is ruck forward Scott Lysette.
I didn't go with 2 meter Pete or 3 meter Pete, whatever his name is.
No, well, I wanted to give the people a ruck option. I thought, you know, Grundy on that big ground really doesn't have the world's greatest tank. He'll get blown up.
Blown up? Nick Nat's going to eat him.
Yeah, yeah. And also, the backups for Collingwood, like the pinch hitters, would be Cox and Moore. So yes. I think Lysette's certainly got a bit of experience on them. I think West Coast should be controlling the ball. I mean, if Josh Kennedy's leading up to the wing and getting the ball, kicking it into Lysette and Darling, I think he's got the chance to kick two or three, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a demolition of game, I reckon.
And I'm playing Lysette in my team this week, so it's not like I'm... I don't do what I say.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, if I got my hands on Menzler, I'd certainly be picking him.
Yeah. That's all the guys I've got, Jono. Who have you got any more?
No, that's all it for me as well, too, mate. No questions this week from the listeners?
No, we're getting some really interesting questions that are very specific to people's teams.
Yep.
So if there's a bit more general ones, but no, we're happy to help, of course.
Yeah, and if you would like to ask us a question, please do head over to social media where you can find us on Twitter at The Draft Doctors. We're quite happy to answer any questions you might have. And if you've got anything that's a bit more of a lengthy question, then you can head over to Facebook where we are facebook.com/TheDoctors.
Yeah, big matchup in the Listener League this week. Jono, where we play each other.
Yeah, hopefully I can get my first win.
It's been a rough start to the season.
I should change my name to Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the percentage boost.
Yes, that's all I... 4 out of 5 have been percentage boosters.
Okay.
Yeah. But done the try this week. Got a quality ruckman in Blixarves, Sloan, and Motlop. Donuts. Donuts is in my team.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, Donuts.
I'm looking forward to finally being... I'm actually looking forward to my team. I'm starting to get guys back. Like, I got McGlynn back. I got Delidio back this week. Hopefully, Beams is only a week or two away. Yep. So, it's all coming together.
I got rid of him. Got rid of Lewis, Mundy, and McVay.
Lewis? Oh, Jordan Lewis.
Yeah.
You love Jordan Lewis.
With that little ball patch in the back of his head. Love it.
I reckon Jordan Lewis could go big this week.
I think Mitchell and Hodge will be like brothers of destruction, like in the old WWE with Kane and The Undertaker. They're going to just tear them apart.
Oh.
All right, that just wraps about the show up for this week. Good luck in all your games this week, and we'll see you on Monday.